What do you do when you have no space of your own, or you have no quiet in order to have that time with God that you want for? How can you be consistent in your Bible study and your prayer? How can you continue to grow closer to God when you really don't have the space for it? We're going to talk about that today on the podcast. Welcome to Hope for the Weary Christian Woman. I'm so glad you're here. Have you struggled with feelings of anxiety, panic, fear, and despair because life is just too hard? Are you tired of feeling like you're desperately trying to claw your way out of a pit of hopelessness? Do you want a relationship with God that is deep, real, and intimate? Something to give you the hope that you need to keep trusting God? Well, take a deep breath. I got you. If you're struggling to trust God because life is so stinking hard, if you feel like there's no hope, no way out, and no point in even praying about it anymore, if you are weary from the struggle and trying to do all the things and just want something to go right in your life, or at least for it not to get worse, this is the podcast for you. I want you to know that as long as God is on the throne, it's not time to throw in the towel. There is hope and rest for your weary heart, even when everything in your life is going wrong. How do I know that? Because I found it. Hey there, I'm Latoya Edwards, and I'm no stranger to hard times. But after walking through decades of hard times, I was so weary in my soul, and I felt like I was trapped in a pit of despair. I was frustrated, angry, and hopeless, and I was tired of waiting on God. I was overwhelmed, burnt out, and spiritually exhausted. Turns out, that's exactly where I needed to be to hear from God. During a season of forced rest, I learned more about my identity in Christ and how I was created to connect with Him. And then I was able to start my journey that led from a soul full of despair to being able to say, "It is well with my soul." And I even learned how to enjoy life and dream again despite the difficult circumstances of my life. And guess what? You can too. You can find the strength you need to keep going even when things continue to get worse. The peace you need in your mind to stop being overwhelmed with negative thoughts and emotions. You don't have to stay weary. If that sounds like something you need, you're in the right place. I can't wait to help you find renewed faith, a peace-filled mind, and restored hope. Let's get to work. Are you struggling with consistency when it comes to your quiet time with God? Are you trying to figure out what to do, when to do it? What's it going to look like? What kind of supplies that you need? Well, I have quiet time coaching sessions that address exactly this. We can sit down together and I'm going to hear about what you want to do, what's not working, what is working, and we can talk about how you can create a routine that's easy to follow because it is going to work for your current season, for your current circumstances, for your current life, and you're going to be able to change and pivot and be flexible when you need to. So if you would love some help with this, I have spots open this month for some quiet time coaching sessions. It's a 30-minute life coaching call with me, and you're going to walk away with an actionable quiet time plan that's customized to your goals and to your current season of life. And you're going to get 4 weeks of one-on-one continued support via Voxer with me. As you try out your plan, I'll be there to answer your questions, offer you encouragement, and troubleshoot with you so that you can actually see continued process and forward movement. Because I know that it can be hard when you're trying to figure it out on your own. And so I am here to help. So I want to invite you to, you know, sign up for one of these quiet time coaching sessions. You can go over to my site, LatoyaEdwards.net/QT coaching. That's the letter Q, the letter T, and coaching, all one word. LatoyaEdwards.net/QT coaching. Hop on over there and sign up for your session today. So recently, somebody in our community asked me, they're like, "Hey, like, I'm really struggling to have time with God." And her reason was because she just didn't have her own space to kind of feel comfortable to spread out and do this. She didn't have any space. It's really loud and kind of crowded where she's at. And she was like, "What can I do?" And I thought, oh my goodness, like, this would make a great podcast episode. And it's something that I am figuring out too, because we recently moved out of our apartment and into family and with family. And so we are sharing a small space. Like, I don't have my own room and things anymore. And so I'm having to figure this out for myself. And so I thought today I would share some of the tips that are helping me and hopes that they help you as well. So tip number one for finding quiet time with God without the quiet is to just embrace this as your current season of life. Often what I find when I'm working with ladies and with myself is that we really struggle with where we're at right now because we don't kind of make peace with it. Okay. Whatever is going on with your life is what is going on with your life right now. And you need to embrace that instead of kind of bucking and pushing against it if you want to be able to have a routine or a plan in place that's going to work for you. Just embrace it. Say, you know what? This is my season. This is my current season in life where I am in this place and these are my limitations, but I'm not going to let those things stop you, right? You can find ways to spend time with God, to grow your faith, to do the things that you, you know, want and need to do. You can find those things. You just have to work with what you have, and that's okay. Right? It's a season. It's not going to be forever. When your seasons changes or your circumstances change, then you can make adjustments and go back to what you were doing. Or maybe you will have found something that you really liked during this season that you will take with you into future seasons. So tip one, embrace the current season of your life. This is what it is right now, and we're going to work with it. We're not going to let it keep us stuck. So the second tip is to change up your routine. So sometimes just simply making adjustments to your current routine is going to be enough to help you get that time that you're looking for when you don't have space, when you don't have quiet. So if your current routine is that you have an hour where you, you know, you pray and you listen to worship music and you sing and you, you know, study and you journal and all of that, change your routine up a little bit. Maybe you make it shorter, okay? Maybe you take 15 minutes every day instead of an hour. Maybe you chunk it up. And so you're going to pray, you know, in the morning while you're getting ready, you're going to listen to something in the car on the way, and then you're going to, you know, dig deeper on your lunch break or whatever that is. But don't be afraid to change your routine. Your routine should change when your life changes, when seasons change. Your routine should ebb and flow along with those changes. That's what's going to help you not be frustrated, not feel like a failure, and help you continue to be consistent by just making little subtle changes. So think about what kind of changes that you might need to do. Is there a certain time where you're at in your house that's more quiet than others? Okay, so maybe everybody's asleep by 10 o'clock at night. Okay, can you change your routine? If you're used to doing it during the day, can you change your routine and then move it to the evening for this season of time? Will that work for you? Tip number three, go outside, right? Or go somewhere else. This is kind of what I am doing for my season right now, is that I am finding the most consistency when I simply go somewhere else for my time. And it's actually kind of killing two birds with one stone. I'm getting some time away by myself. I'm getting some time outside in the fresh air, which is always, you know, calming and soothing and wonderful. And I'm still getting that time in with God. And so I will like grab my Bible, grab my supplies, throw it in a bag and go for a walk, because we're near a park right now. I can go for a walk and I can pray while I'm walking. I can listen to worship music while I'm walking. And there's a bench that I can sit down at nearby and I will have my Bible time there. Okay. That is what's working for me, is going outside. Maybe you go to a coffee shop. Maybe you go to the library, right? Is there somewhere that you can go that's going to fit into your routine in your day where you can have your quiet time there? Now, is it still going to look different than if you were in your own house? Of course, but it is a viable option. You know, maybe you have a friend that you're like, hey, your house is quiet. Can I come, you know, camp out in your yard, sit in your backyard, you know, camp out in your house? Be creative and think about the other places that you can go to have that time with God, because it does not have to be in your home. It doesn't have to be in your bed or at your table or on the sofa. It can be anywhere that works for you. I have done quiet time in the car before, because it was the only place that I could go to get some time away and that quiet that I wanted, okay? So number four is to try something new, okay? And I kind of alluded to this in the last point, but you know, when seasons of life change and we kind of get hit with a curveball, it can always be a great time to try something new. Is there something that you've kind of had in the back of your mind that you wanted to implement into your routine, but you haven't yet? Do that thing, try it. Try something new. Your quiet time does not have to look the same from now until Jesus comes back, right? It can change and it can be different. And actually doing new things can really breathe new life into your faith, breathe new life into your relationship with God. Because honestly, like doing the same thing over and over again can get boring. So try something new, right? Maybe you want to try Bible journaling because you are creative. And you're like, oh, I've never tried that before. Well, try it out now and see how it works. Maybe you want to try going to a group study, right? You don't normally do groups, but you want to try that now because it's new. You know, I am a lot closer to my church now than I was in our apartment. And so I'm actually able to participate in things going on at church that are going to grow my faith in classes and groups than I could before, because like I can get there in 10 minutes as opposed to an hour. So don't be afraid to try something new. You know, I have a whole podcast where I gave you creative ways to connect with God. I have another podcast where I shared ways that are like specific to being an introvert that work best for that. So I will link those in the podcast description. Go check those out. You know, there's great ideas there of like painting and music, art study and nature. There's all kinds of ways that we can connect with God. And when our situations are less than ideal, right? They're not exactly what we're used to, or they're not exactly what we want. It's a great time to try something new. And so those are the four tips that I have for you, right? Embrace the season of life, change up your routine, go outside, right? Or go somewhere new and try some new things, because I know that it can be really hard when you don't have the quiet that you want, when you don't have your own space to connect with God, to have all of your tools and all of your materials spread out the way you're used to. It can be so difficult and it can be really discouraging, but I want to implore you, don't get stuck there. Don't let that keep you from doing the things that you need to do to grow your faith, to grow closer to God, right? Because it's going to bring you peace with whatever you're going on right now, is if you can find that time. Don't let it derail you from that, okay? Be creative. God is a creative God, and there is more than just one way to connect with Him, and you can find those things that are going to work for you and try them out so that you can still have that time no matter what it looks like in your life right now. I hope you were blessed and encouraged by today's episode. I pray it inspires you to draw closer to God. If so, would you stop and share this episode with someone that you know that's feeling weary right now? It would also be a huge blessing to me if you could leave a 5-star rating and review in your podcast player. This will help women just like you find the show. Thank you so much for joining me today. And remember, sometimes life just plain sucks, but God is always there with you. Rest in that truth and find hope for your weary soul.